Want to talk? No, by George, I came here to read, right?
you've not gone back to the narrative poem since Green and Love Songs.
No, this was the very first, and so far, the very last. It was appropriate, I thought. I started writing this. This is the third book in Spanish, because the first two had been in Spanish and someone else had done the translation. I thought it would be a nice way to continue the series in Spanish. Then I realized that I made a mistake. The army life was lived in English. And so I said, well, I'll translate it into English. So I did. And that was another effort of another 4 months, and that was a mistake as well. And it didn't work either way. So I just finished reading Paul Fussell's book on the Great War in Modern Memory. So I went back to the index and looked up English poets of World War I. We only had one in World War I. It was Joyce Kilmer. But, you know, he didn't have much to offer. So I read Rosenberg, Wilfred Owen, Rupert Brooke, Sassoon, of course, Edmund Blunden, Robert Graves. And then I read World War II American poets. Two in particular, Carl Shapiro, who's still with us, and Randall Jarrell. And then I realized that narrative prose, a poem, would be the best form and genre. That for me, I thought that narrative prose, just fiction, would take too long to say what I wanted to say. So I used this. And I think within 9 months, it was done. Well, the rewriting took a little longer, but what I wanted to do. Because you could say so much in so few words, or use so few words to say so much. It just fit in perfectly. Then I realized that because the youngsters were no longer living in the valley and that they were growing up now in their 20s, that Spanish was no longer the controlling element or the controlling language in their lives. So then the next time they go to the university, it's English and Spanish when they go home. You know, so it was a... Then I wrote an essay called Sense of Place to answer myself some questions. And I still have that. And whenever I lose my way, I go back and see what I say about the place. It's a big help. But being in Japan also was a big help, and being in Korea was a big help. I didn't think so at the time. I didn't think it was worth a damn being there. But I thought it was very nice when I came back 20 years later. 28 years later, I think it took me that long to think about it. But I don't know. It's when I was done with it, by the way, after 28 years of not having thought about it, I was done with it. I don't mention it again, except maybe in passing, and I certainly never talk about it. But it's just part of the work, and that's how I look at it.
The last long work that you did, the mystery, is also in English, which is a departure from the earlier works. And is that, can you say a word about the appropriateness of English to that particular form or that content?
I think both. Plus, the form, certainly, and then a wider audience, and then the content. But the two main characters that have been appearing since ever, one of them works at a bank, and English is the language of currency there. And the other one is a county civil servant, and, of course, English works because he's a lieutenant in the homicide squad. And the place always controls language, and, of course, the milieu. So it came easier, English did. Although whenever I speak about the old or about the old times as well, and I let the people talk, then Spanish will take over, as has, because I would write in one and then in the other, depending on where it was situated. Got you? I think not more than 2 or 3 months right before he died. He died in March, and I had just seen him in the fall semester. And I had just gotten a letter from him, and then he died 2 weeks after I received the letter, making plans for the summer to go to Germany with his wife and kids and all of that. And I think we had talked about that time, too. He died. Did I start? Well, I canceled a whole European trip because I didn't want to go anywhere. I just stayed home. I think I stayed home the whole summer of 84. He died in May, and I had about a six-week contract, which was real nice to break with me, because I just didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't write that summer. I think I read, probably went to the Valley a lot, walked around a lot, because we'd been very close now for about 14 years, and then all of a sudden he dies. I never thought that I would take anybody's death that hard. I mean, my mother had just died in 74, 10 years before, and my dad died when I was, you know, in college. But his death really affected me a lot. Then I came back, you know. What I did, I think that's why I spent over a year working his own work, Y No Se Lo Tragó La Tierra, and rendering it into English. And that sort of made it okay for me. I said, fine, it's out of my system now. And I call it This Migrant Earth because the original translation by Rios was, I just thought, a little bit too biblical sounding. I don't know if you're all familiar with it. It's called And the Earth Did Not Part. You know, and I said, this is very unlike Tomás, and Tomás didn't particularly care for the title either. It was about migrants and it was about the earth. So I said, I think This Migrant Earth will work. And yeah, it was a great relationship. You reach a certain age, you don't have many friends, you know, not that close anymore.